from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Today, Oakland City officials will address a federal judge's concerns over the city's police department. According to the Tribune, the concerns come from Judge Thelton Henderson. He's overseen reforms mandated by the Riders Corruption Settlement of 2003. At issue now are five concerns not addressed by that settlement. These include a federal report finding that OPD officers draw their guns too often without a clear threat. Last year, Judge Thelton threatened to put OPD under federal control for not completing the reforms mandated by the Riders settlement. Bartenders are toasting Governor Brown for signing a bill that legalizes drinks made with infused alcohol. Cocktails infused with fruits, vegetables, and herbs are a growing trend among California's foodies. Josh Harris of the cocktail consulting company The Bon Vivants says a prohibition-era law banned bars from altering liquor.
Some people got in trouble. Some small businesses were affected. Personally, some guys had to go to court over something that's, you know, merely the creativity of a bartender in a place like San Francisco practicing his craft.
Harris says the change is good for restaurants and bars seeking a competitive edge. State Senator Mark Leno of San Francisco wrote the bill. As for that other popular vice, smoking, state officials say the percentage of retailers selling tobacco products to teens is at a new all-time low. New figures released this morning show that only 5.6% of retailers had underage tobacco customers. Meat markets and gift stores still sell at higher levels, but it's way down from the mid-90s when 37% of all retailers were caught selling to kids. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Thank you, Joshua. Support for KQED News comes from Silicon Valley Bank. For nearly 30 years, helping innovative companies across the world succeed. Silicon Valley Bank.